Every governor puts his own spin on job numbers. Today, it's Scott Walker. Almost two decades ago, it was Tommy Thompson, while a 29-year-old Walker listened on.
The last time our jobless rate was so low, a gallon of gas cost 35 cents. Neil Armstrong had just walked on the moon, and State Representative Scott Walker was in his terrible twos.
When it came to jobs, a lot went right for Thompson. During a stretch in the late 80s, Wisconsin employers added roughly a quarter million jobs. Walker used that as the basis for his now famous 2010 pledge to help Wisconsin create 250,000 jobs in his first term.
I want every cabinet secretary to have branded across their head 250,000 jobs.
The numbers being released tomorrow will close the book on Walker's promise. Barring a major surprise, they'll show Walker made it only about halfway toward his pledge. These days, Walker won't talk about the promise unless he's asked about it. He's more apt to talk about Wisconsin's economy using two other metrics, as he did recently in Portage. Here's the first part of Walker's latest pitch.
You think December of 2010, the month before we took office, the unemployment rate was 8.1%. Just this last month, we saw it go down to 4.4%.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics calculates the unemployment rate using data from a monthly survey of households. University of Michigan labor economist Don Grimes says it's important because it lets people know whether there are a lot of workers looking for a job or just a few.
The really good news for Wisconsin is that you guys are actually at full employment.
Now for the other number Walker's talking about these days, the labor force participation rate.
We still have a labor participation rate at 68%. Which again is one of the tops in the country, which is a good sign.
The labor participation rate is a measure of the total workforce, everyone who either has a job or wants one, as a percentage of the state's population. Anyone not looking for work, like retirees and full-time students, does not get counted. Higher is better here, and Marquette University's Charles Franklin says Wisconsin's rate is about 5 percentage points higher than the nation's.
That reflects the fact that more people are actively either in jobs or seeking jobs in Wisconsin compared to the percentage nationwide. So that's the good news.
Here's what the governor does not mention. Wisconsin's labor force rate did not get better under his watch. It was 69% before he was governor. It's 68% today. Again, Michigan's Don Grimes.
Well, the structure of Wisconsin economy, he obviously inherited. I mean, the labor force participation rate was high before he became governor.
Similarly, Grimes says that while Wisconsin's unemployment rate is good news, it's effectively back to pre-recession levels. If significantly more people got jobs under Walker's watch, Franklin says you'd see it in the detailed numbers coming out tomorrow, the quarterly census of employment and wages.
There's no question the quarterly numbers are the best numbers, the gold standard.
So far, those numbers have shown a consistent trend during Walker's tenure as governor. Wisconsin has added jobs slower than its Midwest neighbors and slower than the nation as a whole. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.